Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
So for me, I always like to start at the beginning. So I like to understand why people struggle with forgiveness. And there's two reasons why I think people struggle with forgiveness. Number one, I think that we've just been programmed from our society, from our parents, from the people that are around us to think that forgiveness is something that it's not. And you won't really accept this and understand it until you start learning how to love yourself. Forgiveness is not something that you do for the other person. It's not something that you do to let that person off the hook. And if you have that belief, that is strictly your ego talking. So we're not forgiving someone else because we're saying that what they did was okay. We're not forgiving someone else so we can let them off the hook, so they can feel better about themselves, because anyone that did you wrong, they really don't need your forgiveness in order for them to heal themselves. What they have to do is forgive themselves and deal with themselves. So a lot of times when someone will hurt you, betray you, whatever, and they want forgiveness, they're like, you know, I need you to forgive me. What they're really saying is, I need to learn how to forgive myself. Because even if you do forgive them, even if you say, I really do forgive you, they still are sitting in shame and guilt. And shame and guilt, if you're sitting in that, no one else can take that shame and guilt away from you. That's something that's within yourself. That's something that you have to heal yourself. So forgiveness, because we've been programmed to think forgiveness is something that it's not, our ego gets in the way and says, I don't want to forgive you. I don't want to forgive you because you did me wrong. When really, when you're forgiving, all that really means is you're just letting go. You're letting go of the story. You're letting go of the past. You're letting go of that situation. It doesn't mean that you're not hurt. It doesn't mean that you don't feel. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't need to do some things in order to move past the betrayal and move past the abandonment. It doesn't mean that you just push all of that aside, and I'll get into that a little bit later on. But forgiveness is something that you're giving yourself so you can free yourself of the situation. And something that I always like to say is, when you forgive, what you're really doing is you're not repeating the same painful experience over and over again. The fact of the matter is, whatever has happened to you, it happened in the past. It's no longer in this moment with you right now. So anything that is in your mind and you're reliving that story and you're thinking about what this person did to you and how it affected you, all of that, whether you want to believe this or not, whether it's, and it's not easy stuff to do because we're human beings and we've been programmed to be a certain way, but the reality is that you're bringing your past into your present. And in order to really move on and forgive, you have to start letting go. And letting go and forgiveness, like I said, it is a practice. It's not something that we can always just do and snap our fingers. You know, maybe some people can, but others, it's a real struggle. And you have to program yourself to look at this situation in this frame of mind. And this isn't wishful thinking. This isn't positive hippie vibes or anything like that. This is you making yourself a priority. This is you giving yourself happiness. The next reason why I believe people struggle with forgiveness is because they don't allow themselves to grieve. They don't know how to process what has happened to them. And a lot of people don't know how to do this because they're not in touch with what they think, how they feel, what their emotions are. And even if they are, they might feel a feeling and they get so nervous and scared because they don't know what to do with that feeling. They don't know how to heal from it. So they might go to therapy and they might vent to a friend and they might complain for a bit about what someone did to them. And then they kind of get caught up in this cycle of either venting and complaining, you know, and going to therapy, but they're not really getting what they need out of it. No matter what someone did to you, they are on their own journey, their own path. And just because someone did something to hurt you, it doesn't mean that you have to keep them in your life. And if you do have to have them in your life in some way, shape, or form, whether it's a family member or someone you have to co-parent with or what have you, this is your opportunity to grow. This is your spiritual practice in order for you to rise up and learn how to be a self-loving adult and having to interact with someone who is not healthy, That is a part of life sometimes. You know, there are plenty of DMs that I get from people that say, you know, I'm dealing with this narcissist, I'm dealing with this abusive person, I'm dealing with this father that emotionally abused me and is emotionally unavailable and can give me nothing, and it's so hurtful. We have to have contact with people that are unhealthy, that have their own wounds going on, and they don't want to take accountability or responsibility for them. They don't want to heal. They don't want to evolve. They don't have a spiritual practice. They're not self-loving. We have to deal with other people's stuff, just like we have our own wounds too that we're dealing with, that at times we're not perfect, that we're projecting onto people, etc. The point is that forgiveness, if you don't know how to go through the process of letting go and understanding what you need to go through when you're forgiving, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay stuck in blame. You're going to let your ego run the show and keep you from preventing you from healing and moving forward. And like I said, the first step in forgiveness is grieving. So one of the things with grieving that most people get very nervous with and scared with is they don't want to feel grief. They don't want to feel sadness. They don't want to feel a letdown. So sadness and that emotion, it's really the same emotion as happiness. So there's no difference between being sad and being happy. They both have to happen in life. So life is not rainbows and sunshine. I mean, we have things like death. We have things like loss. We have things like betrayal. We have things like, you know, suffering. That is a part of life. That is part of the human experience, just like joy and peace and happiness. And those are a part of the human experience as well. So you can't have light without dark. You can't have happy without sad. I mean, you can't have peanut butter without jelly. I don't know, you know, how far you want me to go. But the point is that when you accept that sadness and grieving is a part of the process, that you don't fear it. Because you know, just like with happiness, just like with peace, just like with joy and contentment, it's not always here to stay, right? Like, things are gonna happen in life that are gonna cause you to be sad. You know, when your dog of 15 years passes away, you're going to feel sad. That's a natural part of the human experience, is to feel those emotions, because we're emotional beings. So when we fear grief, we just fear the emotion of what we're feeling, right? No one wants to feel sadness. No one wants to feel unhappy. But if you just sit with it for a minute and let yourself experience it and let yourself know that it's okay to feel that way, that it's perfectly normal to feel that way, and not judging yourself for feeling that way, you move through the feeling and you don't suppress the feeling. So the next thing is, forgiveness is something that is 1,000% healthy for you. When we hang on to the story that we want to keep telling ourselves or keep telling whoever wants to listen on why someone did what they did and why they're a shitty person and why they're so messed up and I can't believe they did that, what a jerk. When you want to keep that story going, that keeps that negative story, that bitterness, that anger, that keeps that stuck inside of you. And you can never truly be free and authentically happy when you keep that in. Now, you might need to release frustration, release the, you know, fact that you had an expectation on who you thought this person was and they're not that person. You need to let that out. You need to work through that. You need to parent yourself through that. You need to not judge whatever it is that's coming up for you. That's a big part of self-acceptance and self-love and healthy moving through your thoughts and feelings and not staying stuck in something for too long, is not judging what you're thinking and allowing yourself to feel what you want to feel. Because the minute you feel it, the minute you validate it, what do you feel? You feel release, you feel free, you feel content, because you're not judging and suppressing and keeping it all stuck inside. You're kind of letting it out. And then what are you doing? You're giving yourself the good stuff. You're learning how to parent yourself. You're learning how to have that self-dialogue. So it is absolutely healthy and necessary for you to forgive and practice forgiveness with the people that you need to forgive, the people that you're holding on to the story that's no longer serving you. And one of the things for me that really helped me was when I had situations where, you know, I really wanted to forgive someone, and it took time. It took practice. It wasn't something that I did overnight. But the more I kept understanding why they did what they did, why they were who they were, and the fact that they were just a wounded child that's like really hurting inside. So when I really saw this person for who they were, it allowed me to have sympathy and compassion for what it is that they're obviously internally struggling with, really struggling with, for them to cause hurt, because hurt people hurt people. So when I kind of got that, it allowed me to let the wall down of that ego that wants to say, well, you did me wrong, well, you did this, and you need to suffer, and I'm gonna make you pay. That all kind of went away because I realized just like I was hurting and I had wounds and I had stuff going on, so did this person as well. Now, that doesn't mean that we have so much empathy and compassion for what someone else is going through that we let this person in our life, or we let abuse continue to happen, or you know, they're off the hook and we can just brush that situation under the rug. No, some people are not meant to be in your existence. Some people are not good for you because they won't help get you to the next level in your evolution, right? So, and the reason why someone can't come with you, that we can forgive you, but you still need to stay over there, is because that person is not aware as to what's going on inside of them. And if you're not aware of what your issues are, your wounds are, what's going on, you're gonna constantly be hurting other people. You're gonna constantly be projecting your stuff onto other people. And if you're a self-aware person and you see what's going on and this other person doesn't wanna take any accountability or responsibility, then that relationship can't work. And when people ask me, you know, can a relationship work with someone who's narcissistic? I mean, it can, but that means that you have to put a lot of blinders on to a lot of things. And if you're evolving and you're continuing on this spiritual practice and you're learning how to love yourself, I highly doubt that that relationship's gonna work, because you're gonna hit a point where you're gonna say, I can't do this anymore, because you're rising up and someone's just staying where they are and you're no longer energetically compatible. Now, in terms of romantic love, if someone has hurt you in a past relationship, you know, someone left you, someone abandoned you, someone cheated on you, had an affair, betrayed you, whatever it is, right? Lied to you, stole money. If someone in a past relationship did that and you haven't really healed, you haven't really forgiven that person, forgiven yourself, and really started working on yourself, you are going to bring that wound, you're going to bring that unforgiveness into your next relationship. It's just inevitable, because that is a part of your story. That is a part of who you are. You're bringing that energy into this next relationship. You're going to project onto this next partner. You're going to be, you know, afraid of getting in a relationship with someone. You're gonna be afraid of being vulnerable and real with someone and letting them see the real you, because you're afraid that what happened to you before is gonna happen to you again. But when you forgive someone and you forgive yourself and you work on yourself and you learn how to be vulnerable and you know how to love yourself, then you have evolved past that situation and now you come into any new relationship as a whole and healthy person. And the last thing that I really, really, really want to stress with forgiveness is a practice. In order to practice something, you have to be aware of what it is, right? So if we're trying to change something in ourselves, no matter what it is, a habit, a belief, a thought, you have to first acknowledge that it's happening. But practicing forgiveness is really just you when the thought comes up, when you want to pick up that phone and vent, when you want to judge yourself and not allow yourself to really feel what you're feeling. That's you not practicing forgiveness.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.